Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I don't.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another section of sanity. At least I think it is. Right here on the Joe Messina Show, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Can we do that? Was that asking for a lot? Be part of the solution. The way you do that is get informed. Come on. I, you know, some of you get irritated because I do it like every hour. You got to do it. It's like Sesame Street sometimes. Right? I got to go through them all. So you guys know what's going on. You know what's expected of you. Which is, again, do some of your own homework. I know some of you don't mind, you know, a guy like me telling you, you know, where, what, who, how, and when. But seriously, when you do your own homework, you probably read even more in detail than I do. And you'll know what's going on. You'll have more of appreciation for what you've read. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So engage, get involved, and share it with your friends. You know, I've been facilitating this biblical citizenship class, and it's part of Rick Green's Patriot Academy. If there's one near you, I'm telling you, you should take it. Don't even give it a second thought. You should take it. And the beauty is now that these people are who have taken the class, who understand what's going on, right? They are now sharing real information, real truths with others that can make a difference, that can make something happen. And that's what we should be doing. Share this information so other people have a clue. You know, my God, I talk to these people. Some of the ones that just took the class, they got a lot out of it. They had no idea on some of the things that our founding fathers wanted from us, wanted us to do, had in mind for the country. So don't worry about it. I heard a guy today that was talking about the Second Amendment. And at the Second Amendment said, we can own tanks. Then it said it right in there, we can own tanks. I'm thinking to myself, they didn't even know what a tank was. That's the stuff. And the two young guys are kind of shaking their head going, yeah, okay, you know, whatever. Don't do that. Don't do that. I got a whole piece on the Second Amendment. I played it last week. You can go back and get it. And it lays out where the Second Amendment came from, why we have it, what it's supposed to do, in very plain, simple English. And you can fight it. You can use it to push back on others with. That's the way you want to do it. You want to do it with truth. Right? You don't want to do it with these crazy stories. You want to do it in truth. Like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air and in the chat room. You know, another thing, while I'm at it, while I can remember it, I want you to go to the website and do one of many things. Sign up for the email notices. If you're not willing to, you know, get email, then sign up for the text alerts. And that's really simple. You could do that while you're listening right now. Pick up the phone in your hand. Text GOJO, one word, GOJO to 77222. GOJO to 77222. Yeah, somebody in the chat room. See, you just said that, what's his name? Elon Musk. You know, he buys Twitter. The left has lost their mind. They're panicking. But on top of that, he's trolling them. Right? Come on, that's great. He's trolling them. So anyway, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me see. Oh, Trump wants to hand over, wants Obama's chief of staff to hand over text messages, right? So former President Donald Trump called for the release of all text messages sent to and from former President Barack Obama's chief of staff, Dennis McDonough, during their attempt to overturn the 2016 presidential election. These people have selective recall. It's great. They have forgotten how many presidential elections they fought, they pushed back on. Right? Now, Trump made his comments in a statement released on Friday. He said, I immediately called for the release of all text messages sent to and from Barack Obama's chief of staff during their attempt to overturn the 2016 presidential election. They spied on my campaign, they spied on my transition team, they even spied on the White House while I was in the Oval Office. He's right on all counts. He was right then, he's right now. They'll never say it, they'll never apologize for it. They can't give him one inch of being right. They did everything they could to disrupt a peaceful transfer of power, and now they're screaming about us disrupting the peaceful transfer of power. Is that a joke or what? No, really, I'm not joking. I mean, I'm not joking around. I'm dead serious. It's the way they do. Whatever they accuse you of doing, whatever they imagine or reimagine, they're doing, or they're thinking about doing, or they're about ready. Look, that's why I kept saying to you, look at what's going on right now in the Russia-Ukraine war. We'll talk more about that inside the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after this.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Come see your host. It's always a pleasure to have you with me. So much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, which makes you part of the solution, right? Okay, so as I keep telling you, head up to the website. No, actually, don't do that. Go to MyPillow.com. All right, look, I got a lot of stuff I'd like you to do on my website, but here's the deal. Mike Lindell's been really good to us. So head over there. You want to get 50 to 60% off? Sheets, pillows, blankets, pillowcases, okay, slippers, all kinds of stuff there. All kinds of stuff available to you. You use every day of the week. Do not be buying it from China. Do not be buying it from other countries, other places. Make sure we're keeping our people working here in this country. Don't you think that's totally fair? And the right thing to do, mind you?
I do.
Okay, so what I was talking about was, you know, all this phoniness that's going on. And as I told you, Trump is asking for the text messages that to Obama's chief of staff, Dennis McDonough, during that whole 2016 them trying to overturn the election. He's got every right to do it. And he's been right about every one of these so far. Every single one of them. Right? Seriously. So we're talking about all this, like I said, the fake that's going on. I brought up January 6th. And I said, can you guarantee me that every one of those guys in a MAGA hat, or even 95% of them, were true MAGA people? That everybody wrapped in a Trump flag were true Trump people? I mean, I go down the whole list. So you're telling me that this didn't happen, right? And yet what we found out with the Russia-Ukraine war is that Russia had put men, his men, their men, in Ukrainian uniforms as they went around slaughtering people. And then try to blame them, blame the Ukrainians for trying to make it look like it was the Russians. This happened to the Germans, did the same thing. So, again, I say to you, you're going to tell me just because they had a uniform on, everything was fine. They had to be. Well, that's not true. And I think it's the same thing here. You know, when it comes to the whole January 6th event. But if these guys have got nothing to hide, absolutely nothing, then release the text messages. What's the problem? Right? I mean, think of everything they did to stop the transfer of power. Everything they did. Right? Stop the will of the people. They had the Russia thing, the Russia hoax, the Mueller scam. What came out of the boat? They were so excited when Mueller was put in place. So excited. They had him now. Mueller couldn't find anything. Nothing. Couldn't even almost find something. He had nothing. Right? He said, unlike my chief of staff, which shows patriotic Americans concerned about illegal massive election fraud. Right? I open him up. I say, open it all up, he said. Now, text messages to Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, reveal that he was contacted by a number of Republican lawmakers and others on January 6th. You know, during the riot at the Capitol. It wasn't a riot. It was a protest. Look at. If they're calling protests, if they're tagging some of the things that were done, where they were burning down buildings, police cars hitting cops in the back of the head with water, frozen water bottles, if they're calling those peaceful protests, then what happened on January 6th was a love-in. Good old-fashioned love-in. Right? Anyway, always a pleasure. And Trump is making them nuts again, which I love. I'm sorry, I think it's great. You know, you have so he announced that he was back on social media because he did his Truth Social. He's launched his app and the whole nine yards. He referenced Covfefe. Remember that one? From a previous tweet he made as a president that left many wondering what it meant. Now, Trump added an image of himself on his phone at the golf course, which appears to be Mar-a-Lago in Florida. But I love how he trolls these people. He makes them nuts, and it's wonderful. You know, so 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's what you got to be. Got to be part of the solution. And I think I'm loving that Trump is going to be all over these people. Right? All right. DHS, God, what a nightmare that's been. If you're, look, whether you like to do it or not, take the next few days, go over some of the testimony that happened over the last few days. The head of DHS is just really, he's just a communist. He's just a lying communist. That's all there is to it. Mayorkas actually doesn't know the law, doesn't know what he's supposed to be doing, and flat out lied to these guys when they have video and pictures to prove the opposite. They don't care. The question about the border post to the Department of Homeland Security DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas caused a little problem on Thursday. Representative Jim Jordan pressed Mayorkas on whether or not any illegal immigrants on the terrorist watch list have been released into the country. Now listen, he's the head, right? He's the head of Homeland Security. If he doesn't know, we're in trouble. Really that simple. If he doesn't know, we got a problem, don't we? Right? And he won't say. Now, the other people know. People in the room know. Jim Jordan and others do not ask questions unless they have the answers for it. Unless they know what the real answer is. So if they're lied to, not that easy, not that hard for them to pop it out. And they need to. You need to call these people out every single time they lie about this stuff. Now, he said he had the border under control. They had it working the way it's supposed to, from within the law. But the Florida Attorney General Moody, he released his internal DHS document that says contradicts Mayorkas' testimony. It ain't that hard. Look at it. All you got to do is look. It ain't that hard to do. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Inflation is still on a roll. The core personal consumption expenditures price index jumped 5.2% in March from a year ago. It's the index the Federal Reserve keeps a close eye on when it looks at inflation. If food and energy prices are included, the PCE jumped by 6.6%. That's the biggest jump since January 1982. President Biden is requesting another $33 billion in taxpayer money in the latest package for Ukraine. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress is wasting little time preparing the bill.
We were ready with our Appropriations Committee to start writing as soon as we got the numbers from the Office of Management and Budget and the President's announcement made public, and we hope to, as soon as possible, pass that legislation.
This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. And I want you to be part of the solution, but you've got to be informed before you do it. All right? So, yeah, Trump's return to social. I don't know. I don't know what his return to social media is all about. I really don't. I mean, I know he's got Truth Social. I don't know how many members there are there. I don't know how many things he could drag over, or whatever. But in all sincerity, you know? So, let me see. I'm just looking for... There's so many stories out there about some of the information being asked for right now from Trump and others. But are they going to do anything with it? I think that's the thing that bothers me. They always ask for this stuff, and then they do absolutely nothing with it. They shake it, scream about it, and all this other fun stuff. But that's about it. Now, I have, over the years, become a fan of, I don't know if I'd vote for her for president, that would be a stretch, but I've become a fan of Tulsi Gabbard. Now, I know that in the early days, people tell me, oh, she's so bad, she's so this, she's that, her true colors. Okay, I get all her true colors, but man, even her true colors, even if she went full bore with the kind of person that she is, we'd be better off than we are with Joey B. Former Rep. Tulsi Gabbard, she slammed the Biden administration for its dictatorship-like move in creating a disinformation board. You think Tulsi would have done that? Matter of fact, you think a lot of the people that were running for office would have done that? This is why I think this is not Joey B. This is Valerie Jarrett, Barack Obama, Susan Rice. They're running this place by committee at this point. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas told the House Appropriations Subcommittee that the department was creating a new board designed to counter misinformation because it has such an effect on domestic security. Every dictatorship has a propaganda arm. You know, a Ministry of Truth. Now, we've now joined the ranks of such dictatorships. You know, hey, look, Hitler had one. Mussolini had one. You know, they had them in Russia. Well, the Soviet Union, whichever you prefer. And it's not going to stop anytime soon unless we really stop them, unless we really get on them to stop. And God bless. Now, Gabbard's a former Democrat presidential candidate. She said that the DHS Disinformation Governance Board will use taxpayer dollars to work through the mainstream media and flood the airwaves with whatever they want. They're doing it now with the whole COVID stuff. Right? You heard Obama say that Fauci, you know, had papers that were peer-reviewed. Well, let me tell you what. Who were the peers? And then he called ivermectin, you know, something that didn't work, yet we have story after story after story, we have proof after proof after proof that it does work, and that doctors were prescribing it. The problem is, they're not going to tell you. They're not going to tell you anything. Billionaire Elon Musk, with, you know, the acquisition of Twitter, has rattled the progressives terribly. I mean, think about this. They've got them so nervous that now they have to come out with this stuff. Right? They're going to try to intimidate people. And guys, you know, whether you want to hear it or not, if they make this work and they make it happen, they're going to try to intimidate people like me. And Tim and I have been through enough with this stuff. Right? You watch. A day earlier, the White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki declined to comment on Musk's deal to buy Twitter, but said that President Joe Biden has been concerned about the power of social media platforms. No, he hasn't. When they were all for them, he didn't care. They wouldn't even talk about it. They wouldn't even talk about social media issues. Matter of fact, if you recall, all the hearings they had before Joey B. became president, all those hearings about social media, the influence of what they did, you had the old Democrats, the old-timers, blaming the Republicans and saying the Republicans were only doing this because the truth was coming out on these platforms and showing them for who they were. So at that point in time, when they had the power, they were simply saying, no, these platforms are fine, they're okay. The Republicans don't like it because it's calling them out. Oh, now you have somebody who's more conservative has control. And they're all up in arms, huh? Trying to tell us that he's been concerned from day one, since the day he took office. That's a line of crud. We all know it. We've let them get away with so much for so long that they believe that we believe this stuff. Or actually, some people do believe this stuff as it comes out. Well, why would the president say if it ain't true? Because he's a liar. He can prove that over and over and over again. Joey B. says he's never met any of Hunter's business associates. Not true. We have proof that he has. But he's not going to change it. He's not going to make it different. Come on, you know that as well as I do. And nobody cares. I mean, seriously, frankly, honestly, nobody cares. 855 Real Joe. Oh, my God. Somebody sent me that link about Biden's Ministry of Truth czar. I guess she's slap crazy. And, oh my God, this is great. So she, maybe I should put this up for you guys to see it. But apparently, the person selected to run President Biden's disinformation department is truly slap crazy. Now, we've seen this from these lunatics on a regular basis, right? Where they put these little, I guess, what is it with TikTok? Why don't they do TikTok? Why don't they do Twitter or some of the other ones? Even before all this. Right? But they seem to put up these little vignettes, I guess you'd call them. That's what we used to call them anyway. And they want people to watch him, and then they get mad at you when you comment on them. I always found that kind of funny, too. You're putting it up there for everybody to see, and then when everybody sees it and says something, you don't like it. Hello? Is that the way it works? So she has a little, I guess it's a TikTok vignette that she put up. And, you know, God bless her for doing it. So we can all enjoy this crazy stuff with her. And that's what it is. It's all crazy, nutty stuff. Let's see if I can get this to play right the first time. And here you go. Enjoy. Don't throw up. Just truly enjoy. Unmute. There you go. That's the right volume. Everybody's happy.
Honoring is really quite ferocious. It's when a huckster takes a life and makes them sound precocious by saying them in Congress or a mainstream outlet. So, you see, the nation's origins are slightly less atrocious. It's how you hide a little, hide a little lie. It's how you hide a little, hide a little lie. It's how you hide a little, hide a little lie. When Rudy Giuliani shared that intel from Ukraine, or when TikTok influencers say COVID can cause pain, they're laundering disinfo and we really should take note and not support their lies with our wallet, voice, or vote. Oh, information laundering is really quite ferocious. It's when I have to take some lies and make them sound precocious by saying them in Congress or mainstream outlets. So this information's origin seems slightly less atrocious.
Finishing time. There you go, right? Perfect. Isn't it? My God. I don't even know what to do with that, frankly. I'm sorry. But it shows you how, well, mentally deranged she is. Seriously. There's no reason for that. It made her feel better, I guess. Right? And now she's going to be the Minister of Propaganda. She's going to be the one. Oh, my God. She's going to be the one that decides what truth is and what it isn't. And all of what she said, I don't want to buy kind of fast. You guys go back and get it later on. They had, the words came up. So, and she's calling out all the Republicans. Not one Democrat. Right? No, one of them has denounced Hunter Biden. Now, one of them has denounced Joey B's relationship with China, or Ukraine for that matter. None of them. What are they actually afraid of? Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
The World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe McKean, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way you're going to fix this. The only way. Right, you know, let me just bring this up. It's more local to where I'm at, but just giving you an idea, okay? Great group of moms in my area. And they are fighting the school districts. They are fighting, you know, as best they can with the knowledge and the tools that they have. All right? And they put up a post that is calling for a city to do something that they really can't do and won't have an effect. But they're frustrated, and I get it. They're irritated, and I get it. But this is where, you've heard the term spinning your wheels. Right? You're screaming at the dog catcher to fix the sewage problem. It doesn't work. This is where, if you parents watch what they're doing across the country and in other places, they're not just getting up there and yelling. They're being strategic. They have a plan. They know who to go after. And that's how you win. This is what I keep telling you people. You get informed and you get engaged. You find out what your rights are, what your legal rights are, and you push back. And you make sure. It's really that simple. So, I really do appreciate what these people are doing all over the country, not just in the general area that I live in. And I'm as irritated as they are. But this is where you get in trouble, and you kind of, you know, you take the credibility away. Don't do that anywhere. Make sure you have that information. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, I can't stand it because I feel bad for them. I feel bad for a lot of these parents that don't have the information. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to make it happen or make what they're trying to do happen. And I get it. That's why I say make a relationship with one of the school board trustees. Make a relationship with the water board people, the city council. Make a relationship before you show up and start pounding on them. Right? Really. And once you get there, once you get that relationship, they will help you. Well, I'll put it this way, because I do it. They will help you help them make a difference. See, I can't fight on my own. I need your help. A lot of you elect these officials and then you don't show up anymore. You figure, okay, well, they got it now. They got it handled. It doesn't work that way. You still need plenty of people there to help. Right? When you vote somebody in, hold their feet to the fire, but also support them. And not just in voting. So when you get somebody elected, because he or she is on the same page as you, you perceive that he or she will fight for you. Then what you need to do is you need to make sure that they're doing their job, number one. And when the others, whoever the others are, get in the way, you get up there and you speak. And you open your mouth. Come on, let's just be honest about it. You open your mouth, you say something. Because you're the ones that are going to make ultimately, you're the ones that are going to make the difference. You're the ones that are going to make the big difference. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, Fauci, I love when some of these people like Obama say, you have to listen to Fauci. Well, which Fauci? At what point in time? Is there a time period? Help us understand what Fauci? What part of Fauci? Which comment of Fauci's? Right? The pandemic is over. It's not over. You should wear a mask. You should wear a mask. Maybe you should wear two masks. Remember all this? He has been all over the place. He's like a kid with quadruple A, quadruple D. Now, clarify his previous comments. Fauci now says the COVID-19 pandemic, well, maybe it's not over. Originally, the White House chief medical advisor appears on NPR. It was a podcast to discuss what followed from a U.S. District Court judge striking down a federal mask mandate. The discussion somehow pivoted to a statement that Fauci gave Tuesday on how the United States was easing out of the pandemic. We're certainly right now in this country, right out of the pandemic phase. This is according to Fauci. But when asked by NPR on Wednesday if the United States had cleared the hurdle, Fauci insisted the pandemic was not over. Listen, they've been telling this for a long time, that the pandemic, or not the pandemic, but the COVID is going to be here forever. That's what they're telling us. Now, I can live with that like I can live with the flu is going to be here forever, right? No, really, think about it. So, which is it? And what do we have to keep doing? I don't understand. What do they want us to keep doing? He says, I want to clarify one thing. I probably should have said this. Said the acute component of the pandemic phase. Right, because we would know what that meant. I understand how that can lead some to some misinterpretation. I was talking about the acute fomenting, and that everyone agrees we're not there. We're not getting the 900,000 new infections a day. Is the pandemic still here? Oh, absolutely, Fauci said. So when I said phase, I probably should have said the acute stage of the pandemic phase. God bless. They're good, though. You have to give them credit. They can pivot on a dime. They can lie without flinching. Most of these guys, I'm sure, or at least almost sure, that they could pass any lie detector test there is. Don't you agree? And this is very scary. It's just unreal. I look at this stuff and I think to myself, when are we going to take back our rights? I'm not looking for you to overthrow the government. But when are you going to take back your rights? Right? We're hearing, you're hearing words coming from, or grumblings, I'll say, coming from some of the Russian soldiers. Again, they don't want to be fighting their brothers. They see these people as their brothers and sisters. Right? And I don't blame them. This is almost like the Sicilians and the Italians fighting each other. At some point in time, somebody's got to think about what this really means. Who are you killing? What are you fighting for? Now, part of the, you know, apparently we're actually training Ukrainian soldiers in Germany. Teaching them how to fight and win, if you would. And I guess, Russia's military wasn't as strong as we gave it credit to be. So you talk about Putin is screaming and yelling about how he's going to blow everything up, about how tough he is. We've been afraid of these guys for decades. Has our intelligence agency failed us? Think about this. If they couldn't defeat, hand-to-hand, on the ground, if they couldn't defeat the Ukrainians, God forbid, I don't mean that in a bad way, why were we afraid of them? Why are we afraid of them? Right? Come on, this is a perfect example of them fooling you into believing that they're so powerful that we have to worry about this. Right? It's just always amazing to me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And again, oh, little Kim just popped up. Although, has anybody really seen him as of late? I guess when they couldn't find him for, what was it, 6 weeks, 8 weeks? He was hobnobbing with his fellow gods or something. He's popped up out of nowhere too, though. And he's warning that North Korea would preemptively use nukes if they need to. I mean, these guys, they don't care about anything. Total annihilation. And they figure they would be fine, don't they? Kim expressed a firm will to continue developing his nuclear-armed military so they could preemptively and thoroughly contain frustrate in all dangerous attempts and threatening moves. His words, not mine. KCNA said that Kim called his military officials to praise their work on Monday's parade, where the North showcased the biggest weapons in... Look at these guys. They can't fight a war, so they got to show you their nukes, like Russia. Show us your host. Hey, guys, have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me next week. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.